flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single day at this time, every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. James Seltzer, what do inquiring minds, what do they desperately want to know today?
Yeah, I don't know about desperately,
yeah,
but
I don't know about that either.
All right, this one's from the text line. Joe, yeah. You said your New Year's resolution was to watch more movies. Have you stuck to it so far? And if so, what movies have you watched?
Yeah, no, I think it's mostly a yes. So not as much in the last week or so, to be candid. Maybe not a movie in the last week, but I don't think you can say I'm off kilter just because of 1 week. I mean, like the NFL playoffs, for instance, last weekend. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not watching 3 movies. So I feel like I'm doing pretty good. I don't know, movies I talked about earlier in the year. What was the one with...
I watched 3 movies.
The guy with the gun,
the nail gun.
The nail gun.
Javier Bardem.
Yeah. No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. So that's an example.
I love
how
you're already forgetting the titles.
No, I liked it, though.
You don't absorb.
You don't, like, internalize
it.
It's almost just like you're staring at a screen for nothing.
He didn't know that Neo was the main character in The Matrix the day after watching The Matrix.
I'm doing good. I forget
sometimes. So nothing new is the point.
No,
since the last time you spoke.
You know what I watched?
If you are doing
you know what I watched yesterday?
I watched 3 movies this week.
Well, James, that's pathetic.
No, it's Saturday and Friday and Saturday nights when I have time to watch
TV.
Okay,
Friday, that's better.
I watch movies. That's
what I do. I'm just saying, if you watch 3 on Saturday and 2 football games, that would be like 14 hours of TV viewing. Not good for your health.
Hold up.
Do some exercise.
Friday night and then Saturday night.
You're not doing anything.
Also, I did my show on Saturday. I was out and about. I had my show at Parks on Saturdays. I work Saturdays, buddy.
All right.
Hey, are you... Yes, he works and he, like, moves around. Like, you... You told us to get on you about working out
I'm not doing
and
that.
Stay on
Good
you
point.
About walking.
Not going well.
Even though that's a fake workout for you, by the way. You're not really working out.
I can only do the indoor walking with how cold it is.
Well, then go to the gym and work out or walk on the treadmill at the gym.
I got to get the treadmill
on the stair mill or something like that.
I know.
You're slacking,
man. I am. That part I am slacking on.
I'm starting to work out.
Good.
I am going to work out on a consistent basis.
Good for you.
3 days a week at least. Because that's how many days you need to improve rather than stagnate.
So
let's get in gear, man.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Let's be healthy.
I like this.
I appreciate that. I do. I really do.
All right, John, this one's for you. If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez, man.
The Last of the Mohicans bed.
No, I would love The Last of the Mohicans for a bed under my life. I'm telling, wouldn't that be just epic?
In your brain.
In my brain, I do think Seek and Destroy was a song once upon a time that meant so much to me. I don't know if, Joe, you recognize that song.
No, I know that
by
song.
Metallica.
Yeah, I know that song.
Search and Seek and Destroy. It was my job. It's no longer even a job. Like, the fullback job is no longer even asked of people. And I'm not so sure if that's because it was just useless and it really didn't help the team that much, or if it was just a dumb description. Like, here's what you're going to do. Be lined up this far from your target and go run at full speed into it. And it was just, it was crazy stuff. But it meant a lot to me.
Well, you were great. You were great. For those that are on the younger side, John was a great fullback. Wow. I just want to say that.
I don't even know if that's possible.
No,
the
it's true.
The great fullback to me was a guy who ran with the football, like Larry
Mike
Zonka.
Mike Allstott.
Like Mike Allstott. Like Jim Brown.
All right, you were very good.
You're okay. You're all right.
I was like
let's
a small lineman.
You weren't Jim Brown.
Sometimes caught the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see one more.
But I liked doing. I liked helping my teammates.
All right, I think this is a great question. I don't care what you say, Joe. Beat the Hammer on Twitter. How long does James Seltzer spend on Beat the Hammer during the week? He has to come up with topic questions, research questions that may not be easily found. And does Joe DeCamera appreciate the time that James spends on it each week?
I do appreciate. I'll tell you this, I do, because I know that cycling through with 7 or 8 years of this now.
That's the hardest part by far.
Yeah,
In terms of the time I spend, it's increased because I have to go through all the old questions I asked and make sure I have not asked a question again or find it. It's not like it's intensive, but it's not that.
I do appreciate. I do. I really do. I'll tell you what I don't appreciate.
Me complaining about it.
No, but it's essentially the same thing that you chose to ask a question just to prop yourself up here.
I didn't send in a question. Well, I mean, it's on Twitter.
You probably got 50 questions, and this is one of the three you chose.
I did not get 50 questions. I got like eight questions.
Well, this is one of the ones you've chosen, but that's the way it goes. And with that.
Thank you, Beat the Hammer guy,
In James's defense, saw that question and thought immediately, wow, it's a good question. I hope he chooses that
Thank you, Devin.
Because it's like people should know that. It takes a long time to think of questions.
All right. Enough of this guy getting his flowers. And enough of the term getting his flowers. I'm tired of that term in society. All right, with that said.
It doesn't seem like you appreciate him
I agree. It doesn't. Yeah, this is a real backhanded
You're saying don't give him flowers?
Well, I'm tired of the flowers thing. You know, it's like when people say flush it. There's some sayings I'm tired of.
The flowers thing was always stupid.
It's very stupid. I'm going to give him his flowers. Like, enough.
First of all,
it's like taking props and making it
flowers.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's part of why I don't like it.
It doesn't mean that they shouldn't get flowers.
You give them props, not flowers. And with that, AMA, we shut it down. All right.
What about like a wreath for your head? That'd be cool.
like Ben Franklin
wreath.
Yeah, that's what they have with the the Penn relays. That's the medal you get.
I think
you get
that's
Ben Franklin
classy.
With the wreath.
Yeah, that's classy stuff.
I know it's classy stuff.
Wreath.
I know.
Instead of flowers.
We still have the Penn relays, right? Because I know we lost the Dadvale.
They're
we lost the Army Navy game. Just want to make sure Penn relays aren't going anywhere, right?
They're pretty close to
I know.
Here, Joe.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, when you call in today, obviously a lot going on with the Eagles. Your chance to win a $150 gift card as well. Get yourself all ready to eat food, you know, for these football games with Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods, your number one choice for your game day food with the best prices and widest selections of Angus beef burgers, chicken wings, and more.
Great.
Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online to get same-day shipping. Here's the deal. Here's how we give away the $150 gift card today. I need an iconic still image from a movie. Basically a frame frame of a movie. Freeze frame. Thank you. Here's why. Because James told me before the show that from the movie Alien, the guy
John Hurt.
All right, so like the alien pops out of the chest, the whole deal. It's a very, very famous moment in a movie. And it's, you know, turned into posters and stuff like that. Like, I'll give you for instance. In The Godfather, when Marlon Brando is holding the cat early in the movie at his desk, I mean, that turned into a poster. And you can kind of freeze frame that one. I'm sure a lot of people can see that in your mind. Give me a great example of an iconic still image from a movie. Best answer ever provides it wins a $150 gift card. John, what do you think and what hit you?
How about the freeze frame? What'd you say? The frame frame?
The frame frame.
Yeah. Frame frame of Morpheus when he's got the red and the blue pill in his hand. You can see Neo reflected in his glasses with the red and blue pill. An incredible shot from The Matrix.
I like it. Devin, what do you got here?
Jack holding Rose on the, what is it, bow or stern of the Titanic?
Yeah, it's a big one for sure.
Line.
Very big one. Seltzer, what are you thinking?
I'll just say, so it doesn't win 2 days in a row, a Shining-related answer. I'll take yours, Johnny.
Yeah, that's a good one. No question. Rhea, what do you got here today?
I like the one of Forrest Gump on the shrimp boat waving.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I use it a lot when I'm sending text messages.
I thought you were going to say him sitting on the bench,
that's
but that's another
gift.
One.
So the bench, and here's the thing is, I don't even like the movie, but I love that symbol.
All right, a lot of good answers. Give us great answers here today. A iconic still image from a movie, best answer whoever provides it, is going to win the $150 gift card.